The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Hello and welcome along to the midweek edition of The Punt. We've got Champions League football to look forward to this week, and also we're going to look at Everton's match in the Europa League as well. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined on the line by Mr. Lee Phelps. How are you, Lee?
I'm really good, thank you. I'm at Cheltenham, yeah. Ready for a fantastic 4 days of racing. At the minute, it's fair to say that they've still got quite a bit of work to do, I would say. What we're doing about 4:30 on Monday. I think they're going to need some workmen working quite late into the night tonight. So if you hear any drilling or clattering behind me, that's what it is. Nothing to do with me.
Fair enough. Back to the football, Lee. What do you make of this week's action? You look forward to the Chelsea game? I mean, that should be a cracker, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Bayern Munich game as well, actually, against Shakhtar. Of course, Shakhtar held them in the first leg, didn't they? And it was a proper old-fashioned match. Lots of tasty tackles flying in on both sides. So, yeah, not bad, actually. You know, Porto and Basel has kind of gone under the radar a little bit, but that one's at a really crucial stage. 1-1 from the first leg, of course, Porto, the away goal. So, yeah, some good stuff. And anyone, it seems weird, actually, when I started doing the prep for it, Mark, I was looking down to see where all the other Europa League clubs were from Britain, and of course, all but Everton knocked out, so they've only got one Europa League game to do.
Yeah, Everton flying the flag for Britain, the only team still going. But we'll move on to that on later on because that's on Thursday evening. We're starting with Tuesday's matches. We'll begin with Real Madrid against Schalke. Real Madrid are 2-9 in the draw, 5-1. And Schalke are 11-1. Real Madrid hold a 2-0 lead on aggregate, two away goals as well. It's going to be hard for Schalke to get anything out of this, isn't it?
Yes, I think so. Yeah. I mean, you look back to last season when Real Madrid really taught them a lesson. I think it was 6th aggregate last year at the very same stage as well. I expect them to score more goals than they did in Germany, actually. I must admit, I thought Ronaldo might get a couple. I was looking at that top goal scorer for price for Ronaldo. I think it was like around 7-2 before that last round. Now, he did get one, but I thought he might get a couple. I think he might get a couple here, though. Having said that, you know, Real Madrid, you know, they've got to be careful, especially in the league. You know, anyone who follows La Liga will know that, you know, they've lost top spot this weekend. They're now a point behind Barcelona with a 9-goal inferior goal difference because they drew with Villarreal at home and then they lost away at Athletic Club Bilbao. Without scoring. I mean, it's so rare that Real don't score. Not quite sure what's going on there, but I do think they'll have a bit much for Schalke, who have been on a pretty barren run of late. The last five games, they drew with Werder Bremen, and they've just beaten Hoffenheim, who are seventh. But other than that, they've had three losses, one to Real Madrid, away at Eintracht Frankfurt, and they lost 3-0 at Borussia Dortmund, the rejuvenated Borussia Dortmund. I think it's a lot to ask for Schalke to go to Real Madrid and get something. Obviously, Real Madrid go with the two away goals. I'm tempted to go for a 2-0 here because that's what Real Madrid have been doing in the league. But I actually think they'll score more goals than that. I think, you know, despite what we've seen in the domestic performances, I think they'll maybe use this one to cut loose a little. Schalke, of course, have only got one thing on their mind. They have to score goals. You know, they have to get two away goals, so they have to attack. You know, I'm not saying they're going to go for a minute one and attack, you know, willy-nilly, but they have to come out at some point in the game. So I think Real Madrid will get it done. I'm not sure Schalke will score. I'm going to go with goals for Real Madrid. I'm going to go for a -2 here, I think, Mark. I think that they can at least win by, you know, two clear goals. And if Schalke are pushing on, then I think they might get three against them as well. I like Ronaldo score a couple as well. The prices aren't usually particularly great, but
Ronaldo to score two or more is 21-10, which I don't think is too bad.
It's not bad, actually. Not bad at all. I think he got two in both legs last season. He got one in the first leg, obviously on pens, free kicks, throw-ins, goal kicks a lot, isn't he? So, yeah, I like that, actually. I'm surprised it's quite that big. I was looking for that yesterday and it wasn't available yesterday. But, yeah, Cristiano Ronaldo scored two or more. I'd probably prefer that to the -2, actually.
Okay. -2, by the way, is 7-5. We've also got Ronaldo in the headline offer. Normally it's a play to score any time, isn't it? But we can't afford to do that with Ronaldo. Ronaldo to score first and Real Madrid to win in 90 minutes. He's 7-2.
Yeah. I mean, I really do think this is kind of whatever you want to do with this pro Real Madrid. You know, half time Real Madrid, full time Real Madrid. You know, even Real Madrid to win the half and then win the second half, I would go in for that as well. I think they'll just be too strong for Schalke. And whether they've just been holding a little bit back for the Champions League, I'm not sure. But I think the manager will have them right up for this, and I think this is the end of the road for the Germans.
Okay, with Schalke needing to score at least two away goals, do you think they'll get on the score sheet here? Do you think they'll have enough to even score a goal?
It's possible, but I mean they didn't score at Borussia Dortmund, they didn't score at Eintracht Frankfurt, they haven't been scoring, you know, bundles of goals in the Bundesliga away from home. They scored one at Maribor in the group stages. I mean, to be fair, they did score at Chelsea, didn't they? They had that 1-1 draw at Chelsea, which was a really good result, but they don't score lots of goals. I wouldn't put anyone off Schalke scoring. I would put it this way, I wouldn't play Real Madrid to nil. I think even the minus two, I think if Schalke are going ahead and trying to score goals, I'm thinking about that with a Schalke goal in mind. That's why I probably just prefer the Cristiano Ronaldo to score two or more. Because obviously, if Schalke do get one and you know, and they win 3-1, then your bet's down with a minus two. I wouldn't put anyone off. You know, if you're looking at both teams to score, it is possible depending on the odds. But Real have tightened up quite a lot recently in the domestic league. So it's not a market I'd play really. I'm not too sure.
Okay. The reason I asked is it's 19-10 for Real to win and both teams to score. I was thinking if you're trying to squeeze out a bit of value on Real, that might have been a way in, but. You don't sound convinced, so...
No. And look, I mean, you know, Real Madrid have, you know, kept clean sheets against Ludogorets and Liverpool, but conceded to Basel. They beat Bayern Munich 1-0 last season, of course. Beat Borussia Dortmund 3-0 at home as well. So, you know, well capable, but something about this Madrid team at the minute that I think they're a little bit susceptible. So, and if Schalke do throw everything at it, I'd rather be on the Real Madrid goals than looking at whether I want to back a Schalke goal or not.
The other game on Tuesday evening is Porto against Basel. Porto are 1-2. The draw is 3-1. Basel are 6-1. It finished 1-1 in the first leg. And it's two informed teams here. Porto unbeaten in their last eight. They take on a Basel team who've only had one defeat since the end of November. That's 14 games in total. And their only defeat was against Young Boys, who are flying high in the same league as them. So how do you see this going, Lee? Because it's going to be pretty tight, isn't it?
Probably, yeah. I mean, the history's on Porto's side. With that away goal they got in Switzerland, they usually go through when they've got an advantage going into the second leg. They've won all bar two of the nine ties in Europe when they've drawn the first leg away from home. So when they've got, you know, a draw away from home, they've usually made it count at home. The two defeats, by the way, to Bayern Munich and Manchester United. So, you know, pretty good teams they've lost to. Basel have got a pretty poor record in Portugal. Drawn three, lost two, never won a game in the Champions League in Portugal. You know, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because, you know, if Basel get an away goal, then all of a sudden the game is wide open. 1-1 obviously takes it into extra time. A 2-2 draw would see Basel through. I think Porto at home will just have enough. I think both teams could well score in this one, though. You know, the Porto at home in the domestic league have been winning and winning to nil at home recently. They won the last three in the Premier League, 5-0, 1-0 and 3-0, the last one of those against Sporting Club. Before that, though, they had been conceding a few. You know, you look at the Champions League form this season, they conceded to Shakhtar, conceded to Athletic Club Bilbao, beat Bate Borisov 6-0, and beat Lille in the early stages 2-0. I just don't think Basel have got enough of a goal threat this season. You know, remember, I think it was 2013, I remember them coming to Chelsea, and they beat Chelsea, a quite massive shot, beat them 2-1, and they also put four past Ludogorets in that competition that year. This season, though, you look, I mean, they were beaten 5-1 by Real Madrid. They lost 1-0 to Ludogorets away from home, these results are, and 1-1 at Liverpool. If they only score one, I think Porto will get two, at least. So, I quite just like the straight Porto win here, Mark.
1-2?
Yeah, I think, you know, for any hacker, I think they're really strong. Okay. I think they're a strong team at home. You know, I don't see why, you know, it's not the sort of price I'd play as a single, but if you're looking to put an hacker together, I think I think the Portuguese league is better than the Super League in Switzerland. Yeah, we've seen what Young Boys are like. They're second in the table. Young Boys beat Basel 4-2 the other weekend. I don't think Swiss football is on the kind of crest of a wave it once was, you know, a few years ago. So I'm happy for the Porto win, straight win, in any acca. But if you're just looking for a single, then Porto to win and over 2.5 goals for me. I think they'll win it 2-1, actually.
OK, well, Porto to win and both teams to score is 5-2. Porto to win 2-1 is 15-2. Porto win and over 2.5 goals is 11-10.
Probably go with the Porto win over 2.5 then. That'll probably be my favourite. I mean, one man to look out for. I'm not telling anyone anything new here, but... That man, Christian Tello, he scored four in his last two games. He scored the hat-trick against Sporting and scored the only goal in the win at Sporting Braga. So if you're looking for goal scorers, he's well worth a look, I think, Tello, just to score any time in the match.
13-10 to score any time, by the way.
Yeah, it's not bad, that, is it, really? It's not bad considering the 1-2. You know, it's not the worst price in the world. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but Porto to win over 2.5 goals. If you like your goal scorer better, then Tello would be the man for me.
Okay, Wednesday's action will start with Bayern Munich against Shakhtar Donetsk. Bayern Munich were held, as you already alluded to, Lee, over in Donetsk. And they're 1-6, though, to win this. The draw is 11-2, and Shakhtar are 20-1. We all know about Bayern Munich's home form as well. They haven't lost at home since April 2014. They've steamrolled everybody in the Bundesliga as well. They're 11 points clear there, so they can focus 100% on this, Lee. Although Shakhtar are 7 without defeat, so they're a hard side to get the better of. But how do you see it going?
Yeah, a comfy win for Bayern Munich. It was a strange game, that game in Shakhtar, with lots of roughhouse tactics from the Ukraine team. But Bayern kind of gave as good as they got, and a bit extra, actually, in the end, in that match. No, since then, they've won all four games in the Bundesliga, three games in Bundesliga, one in the cup. After that game, they kind of like they must have been annoyed because they went to Paderborn and put six past them. Then they beat Köln 4-1. Then they beat Eintracht Braunschweig 2-0. And the last win was a 3-1 win at Hanover. Thomas Müller got a couple. Xabi Alonso got one. Obviously, it was Xabi Alonso who got his marching orders in that first leg. So I mean, yeah, they played with temper against Shakhtar. For the last 25 minutes. I think this would be one of the greatest shocks in European history, wouldn't it, if Shakhtar went to Bayern and won. Yeah. And I really can't see it. I really can't make an argument for it. They don't score enough goals for me. You know, you're talking about a team here who have scored, since the winter break, they came back from the winter break, they had that 1-1 draw with Schalke, but they've scored 8-4-2 in the last three home games. You know, they'll do the same. I mean, they were unlucky not to score against Shakhtar. It wasn't like, you know, Shakhtar were brilliant. I think, and if you're looking at Bayern Munich minus a couple of goals, will be the way to go. And when there are goals in Bayern Munich games, it usually means that Thomas Müller is somewhere near the score sheet, to be fair. I think they could win this quite comfy, something like 4-0. I don't think Shakhtar will get on the score sheet here. So, that's not good enough, you know, not good enough for a team. They did score a few in the Champions League group stages when they went away and scored 7 at Bate Borisov. But that says more about Bate Borisov than Shakhtar Donetsk. In the two games, they went to Athletic Club and drew 0-0 and went to Porto and scored one goal in a 1-1 draw, which was a great result, got them this far. But no, they won't get anything out of Bayern Munich. I think Bayern Munich will put them to the sword. I'd be looking at 4-0. I'd go -2 to be safe. Bayern Munich to win, Müller to score. And anything revolving around a Bayern Munich healthy win for me.
Okay, well, Bayern -2 is 11-8. -3 is 100-30 for anybody who's a little bit braver. 4-0, by the way, is 8-1.
What's the Bayern Munich to win 4 or more goals in the match?
Bayern Munich to win and 4 or more goals is 11-8.
That's not bad. I mean, you get a 3-1 in there as well, of course, if they are to score.
4-6 as well to win to nil.
I can see Bayern Munich flexing the muscles and you know, putting a bit of a marker down here.
Okay, so a comfortable Bayern Munich win. In that one, let's move on to Chelsea against PSG then. It's obviously 1-1. After the first leg, Chelsea even money, the draw 11-5, Paris Saint-Germain are 3-1. It's all going quite well for Chelsea, isn't it? They're unbeaten in their last eight, they won the Capital One Cup, they're 5 points clear with a game in hand at the top of the Premier League, and they've had a nice little rest before this lead. Does it all lead to Chelsea going through?
Yeah, but it's not easy, is it? I mean, by any stretch of the imagination. And of course, they had to overturn a big deficit last season. They were 3-1 down at this stage. And won 2-0, which was obviously a fantastic result, and they got through and away goals. Wouldn't be a huge surprise if they had to do it the hard way again. I don't think it'll be an easy win for Chelsea, despite all those factors in their favour. They've not been scoring bucket loads of goals, have they? You know, you look at the last, you know, five or six games. Since the draw with Man City, nothing wrong with that, by the way. They beat Villa 2-1 away from home. They beat Everton 1-0, but that was a very late winner from Willian in the 89th minute. They had the 1-1 draw PSG, which is great. Drew 1-1 with Burnley at home when Matic was sent off. Probably the best performance in all of them was the cup final when they just dominated Tottenham and beat them 2-0. But then they came back into the Premier League and only won 1-0 at West Ham. So I think this is going to be tight. If Chelsea keep a clean sheet, they're through. That's it, isn't it? It's as simple as that, really, for Mourinho. And they're obviously well capable of keeping clean sheets against most teams, but PSG have got some, you know, some superb players. I'm not sure I'm willing to risk a win to nil when they've got the likes of Ibrahimovic in the side. But again, they're away from home this season in Ligue 1 and in the Cup. They've been really, like, really poor in front of goal. Just doing enough. 1-0, 1-0 against Saint-Etienne, 1-0 again in the league against Saint-Etienne, 1-0 against Lille in the Cup, 1-1 against Lyon in Ligue 1, and then 0-0 against Monaco that last weekend away from home. So they don't score many, but when they do score, it tends to be Ibrahimovic. Of those matches I've just listed, he scored in 3 of the 4. Maxwell got the other one, and they drew a blank, of course, in the Monaco game. So I wouldn't mind Ibrahimovic to score and Chelsea to win here. I think he'll score. You know, he loves playing in England. You know, when he played England that time and scored that magnificent goal that he scored in that friendly for Sweden. And I just always think he's like, it just raises him a little bit when he's playing in England. So I think Chelsea will do it the hard way. I think they'll win the game 2-1. But Ibrahimovic to score in a Chelsea win, I quite like, to be honest. I like Chelsea to win it. I think even money is quite a good price as well, but it's just Ibrahimovic worries me, Mark. You know, he could do anything, can't he? So, you know, how can you back a team, you know, at even money when the opposition have got Ibrahimovic in there? Have you got a price for Ibrahimovic and Chelsea to win?
It's pretty big.
Go on.
28 to 1.
That must be to score first, I think.
It is to score first, actually, yeah.
Yeah. No, but, you know, it could happen that way, couldn't it? What if he scores first and Chelsea have to come from behind?
17-2 for him to score
any time. If you'll give me 28-1 for just any time, I'll take that now.
No, I'll give you 17-2 for any time.
Are you saying you're giving me 28-1 on a personal head-to-head bet?
No.
But 11-2 is not bad, is it?
17-2.
Oh, 17-2? Yeah. Wow, even better. Yeah, I could see that.
He's 9-5 just to score any time, by the way.
I think it's a great price. I mean, I really do. I mean, all right, you know, if Chelsea win to nil, fine. But, you know, if they're going to get a goal, he is, you know, obviously the main man. You know, I know they've got, you know, they've got fantastic players, PSG. They've got players who are well capable, but I don't know how many chances they'll get. You know, so I think it might come down to him scoring an amazing free kick. I mean, all the other players, of course, they've got some fantastic goal scorers. Edison Cavani, of course, and David Luiz has been scoring goals in recent weeks as well. That would be a story, wouldn't it? If he went back there, David Luiz scored in the 2-0 win over Monaco at home in the Coupe de France, and he also scored in the 4-1 win over Lens in Ligue 1 at home. He scored first in both those, actually. So, yeah, I don't think Chelsea will get this on their own way, but I think they'll just about get there in the end and get the job done.
Okay, David Luiz to score first is 25-1, 7-1 to score any time. If you fancy a bit of a, wow. It's a bit of a mug bet, isn't it? But
7-1 to score. Wow. I don't think it'll happen, but wow.
Fair enough. What's your best bet in all of that?
I'm going to go for. I like the Chelsea win. To be fair, if you know, if I'm just looking for one bet, Chelsea to win the game. But I do like that Ibrahimovic to score in a Chelsea win. I'll go with that one just because it's a bit more fun, isn't it?
Okay. Moving on to Thursday evening then, the only team left in the Europa League from these aisles is Everton, and they take on Dynamo Kiev. Everton are 5-4, the draw is 21-10, and Dynamo Kiev are 12-5. Everton 14th in the Premiership now, they're almost embroiled in a relegation battle, and to be fair, their best performances have come in the Europa League. But they take on a Dynamo Kiev side who are top of the Ukrainian Premier League, and they're in good form, so this is a stern test for Everton. Lee, how do you see this one going?
Yeah, it's just, it's so hard with Everton, isn't it, Mark? I mean, you watch them in Europa League, you think, wow, what a team. And they come back to the Premier League and you think, who are these players in blue? I mean, to be fair, when they went to Arsenal, they weren't that bad. You know, it was 1-0 for an awful long time, and if they'd got a 1-1 draw out of it, I think everyone would have held their hands up and said, yeah, that's fair. Ended up losing 2-0. But then it's Stoke. I mean, they just seem to, like, bottom out. I think the problem is that they're struggling to cope with the demands. You know, I read a few articles on Everton this season, and I mentioned them on the punt before. The players are a year older, and all the stats just seem to be worse all round, whether it's Gareth Barry or it's Phil Jagielka or, you know, it's Osman or Pienaar, whoever it is. The stats just aren't anywhere near as good as they were last year. But then they go into Europe and something happens to them. Now, Dynamo Kiev aren't the best travellers in the world. They've lost to Gwynedd 2-1 away from home. before like that in the group stages, they beat Steaua Bucharest, lost to AAB, beat Rio Ave in 3-0. So, you know, they have good results, but there's no consistency there. Are well capable of scoring goals. It's really hard to trust Everton, but I think I'm going to trust them to have another really good night in Europe. It just seems to be what's keeping them going at the moment. I think they'll concede, though. I'm going to go for Everton to win and both teams to score in this one, I think. You know, the home form in the Europa League has been brilliant. You know, put four past Wolfsburg, of course, earlier in the competition. Three past Young Boys when they went behind. You know, suddenly they were one down to Young Boys, obviously still winning 4-2 in aggregate, but Young Boys were pouring forward and you just thought, wow, if Young Boys get another one here, Everton could be in trouble. But no, they just you know, they did what they've done in Europe and they scored three, past them, won the tie 7-2 on aggregate. So I think Everton will win the game, and I think Dynamo Kiev will manage to score a goal. Maybe something like a 2-1, 3-1, but I'll just go for the Everton to win and both teams to score.
Which is 11-2. No, it's not. It's 18-5.
Yeah, it's quite like, you know. If they're going to score, Lukaku's obviously found his scoring boots in Europe. I mean, regular listeners will know that, you know, at the start of the season, I really liked Naismith. I think he's always likely. You know, he's one of those strikers who manages to evade his marker quite well. So I think he's like, you know, he's worth a little look. But just to stay on the safe side, I'll trust Everton to get back into Europe and do what they've been doing, but that defence to leak again.
Okay. Fair enough. Right then, Lee, I know you don't do naps midweek, but what will be your strongest opinion there? It's quite a tricky week, isn't it?
I think the Real Madrid and Schalke and Bayern Munich versus Shakhtar games, they should be gimmies. They really should be absolute gimmies. So, you know, I'd be looking at putting those two into a double. If you want to be safe about it, you go for a -1 double on those two home teams. If you want to have a bit of fun, then a -2 double. I think Real Madrid to beat -2 versus Schalke and Bayern versus Shakhtar. I'd probably prefer the Bayern Munich Shakhtar one. I think Schalke can probably defend better than Shakhtar can. I think Shakhtar can lose the head. So if I had to pick, then Bayern Munich -2 versus Shakhtar. But a double involving Real and Bayern for me. The two teams I think will contest the final if the draw goes the way I hope it will.
Okay, fair enough. Good stuff, Lee. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy it this week.
Cheers, Matt.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.